This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Time to play the game.
Welcome back to the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN. It's brought to you by GEICO. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing GEICO's been perfecting both for over 75 years. We have a lot of wrestling fans that listen to the show. I remember when we had Shane McMahon on a couple of years ago, and boy, the ratings went through the roof. So there's certainly an underserved populace out there. So when we have a chance and we could put somebody on that people would love to hear from, we do that, and we had the opportunity today, thanks to some help from Peter Rosenberg, and we welcome in WWE's very own Triple H. Triple H, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How you doing?
I am doing great, guys. How are you?
We're doing very, very well. So you guys announced three WrestleManias. So this year's, the next year, and the year after that. Why'd you do all three at once?
Well, in today's world and environment, with everything going on with the pandemic and COVID and the situation going on, we have these planned in advance. People bid, cities and states bid on WrestleMania just like they do on the Super Bowl. There's a bidding process that goes through. And given the process right now, we felt like we had to work with each of those local organizing committees to determine the best time for them to do these shows on what they felt the timeline that would be appropriate for them given the pandemic. So, this was best for everybody. And it was a way for us to kind of take a step back from where we were going and be able to move forward. Going back to Tampa Bay this year for Raymond James Stadium on April 10th and 11th made sense given last year, we had to do it from the Performance Center without fans. Hard to believe it's been a year since then. But then, going to be in Dallas for 38 in 2022, and then going to L.A. for WrestleMania 39 in 23, it made sense for us to put those out there now. The order of those was different in the beginning. But where it is now, I think it'll be the best for everybody. Hopefully we'll have the best shot at having as many fans as humanly possible or that is safely as we can put in there,
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, Hunter, was how high are the hopes that there could be some people at Raymond James Stadium a couple of months from now?
Well, I think the hopes are high. There will be some people there, look, anything can happen. If this year has shown us anything, it's that anything can happen in this time frame. It happened relatively quickly. But the Super Bowl will be in there in a few weeks. I think there will be a lot of learnings from Raymond James Stadium hosting the Super Bowl to see what capacity they're allowed to do, to see how they handle that capacity, and to see what comes out of that and how safely they can do it. It all comes down to the safety of our fans and our performers and our staff. So whatever we feel that we can do working with state, local officials and health organizations to do it safely, then we're all for it. WWE is different from any sport. The fans are our lifeblood. Everything we do is for their reaction. So the more we can have, the better, but it all has to be safety first.
That was going to be my point. Of all the things that go on from entertainment, sports, nothing feeds off the crowd more than these events. So what has been the feedback with all the things that have taken place during COVID with no fans in the building?
Well, it's clearly totally different. If you are to fill an arena, to fill a stadium, if you would have said last year's WrestleMania would have had probably 70, 80,000 people at it at Raymond James Stadium, and we ended up having it over two nights at our Performance Center with no fans in attendance, it was not the same. It was not the spectacle that you would expect from WrestleMania, but it was the best under the circumstances we can do, and I think people were excited and happy and thankful that we could give them something to take their mind off of everything that was going on in that time. this year hopefully will be a little bit different and we can return to a stadium. Will it be full? No. Will it have some people there? Hopefully, yes. And hopefully we'll be able to do that and return some of that spectacle to it.
Talking with Triple H of WWE here on the Michael Kay Show. I'm wondering, because it is performance. You know, you mentioned that you have not been performing in front of fans. It's at the Performance Center. So how has it been for the wrestlers? Has it been tough for them to get as pumped up and to perform like they would normally if there was a crowd there screaming?
Sure. Well, so we're doing shows right now out of two locations, and one is Tropicana Field, which is the Thunderdome for Raw and SmackDown, and there are virtual fans that are on video boards across the whole thing, right. And it certainly does bring that live component back. The talent can hear the fans, they can see fans, they can see them on the video boards, but it's not the same. It's not, as a performer, when everything you do is geared towards that reaction of a live crowd and you're playing to them at all times and you're looking forward to that reaction, it's not the same. But nothing in the world is right now. And we're doing the best that we can to entertain people to the way that we can. We're making every improvement that we can. As as soon as we can put people back into arenas safely and get back to doing what we do, we're all for it. No one wants it more than us. But as of right now, you know, that is what we're doing as video fans. Hopefully by WrestleMania 37 on April 10th and 11th, we'll be back to having some people in a stadium and doing what we do and causing people to jump up and down and go crazy and have a great time and live life, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I wasn't ever in the PC for any of the empty shows, but I have been back to the Thunderdome, and it is markedly different. It is a step in the right direction. You're right. It's not the same, of course, as a live crowd, but it is an innovation that's gotten us closer. You had your first match in the no fan era last week with Randy Orton. What was it like for you personally? And was you getting in the ring a hint that we could be getting a little bit more Triple H in the ring as we head towards WrestleMania season?
I said it a few weeks earlier, ironically, not thinking it was going to happen so quickly, but I said, I'm like that little box on the wall that says, in case of emergency, break glass. There's a little hammer there. You smack it, pull the handle.
Sledgehammer.
Blade pops out. Yeah. You know, to be honest, I got the call the night before and was like, hey, we're gonna write you in the show tomorrow. And that was it. It's not the same. You know, as a performer, my hat is off to all the men and women right now that are doing this week in, week out, that did it all this time during COVID and the pandemic, and did it in front of no one, did it in front of few, did it in front of video walls with fans cheering and booing. And, you know, it's not the same. It's difficult when you've geared your whole life and your whole career towards getting that reaction and working towards it. And now you have to work towards the reaction that you believe that you will get. And, you know, but it's not the same.
You've done a great job with NXT. It's growing. It's hugely popular. Can you see yourself someday running the whole shebang? Is that something you want to do down the road?
Look, for me, all of this comes down to the success of WWE. I never started doing this in any standpoint. You know, when I got into it, I just wanted to do this because I thought it was the greatest form of entertainment in the world, and you just want to be great at it, and then whatever comes along with it. As my career wound down, I realized that I was just as fascinated with the behind the scenes of it. It's irrelevant to me who is steering the ship or who is doing what, and there's plenty of work for everybody here. For me, it is all about ensuring that, like the tagline says, then, now, and forever, right? That this brand of entertainment that I personally consider the greatest blended form of entertainment in the world, that it continues. So to me, it's irrelevant of any of it. It's just as long as it continues.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So with Triple H here on the Michael Kay Show, 98.7 ESPN. I've got to be honest with you. I have to. Okay, so I was in Orlando at WrestleMania, and that was the end for The Undertaker. And it was dramatic, and he was lying in the ring, and that was it. And I walked out, and I go, wow, I got to see the end of The Undertaker. And then he keeps coming back. And now there's a documentary series after he's done that, too. Can you promise me he's dead now? Are we done with him or not?
You would have to ask him that. And I promise you that if he was in your presence, you would ask him much more politely. you know, this is a difficult business to put down.
I bet.
In a way, I've seen very few people that have been able to put it down, walk away, and never, ever be tempted to come back, never, ever be tempted to step back out on that stage or do what we do. There's nothing like it. You know, this is not a knock on anybody, but they can make all the movies they want. Rock can be the biggest action star in Hollywood, but I would highly doubt that when he's making a movie, his body is covered with goosebumps and he has the feeling that he has when he's standing in that ring at WrestleMania with, you know, 80, 90,000 people in attendance going crazy. There's nothing like it.
And, you know, and Rocky's come back time and time again, and I my assumption is we will see him one more time at least in a ring. But the storyline a few years ago between him and John Cena was John Cena saying, I'm the everyday guy. Rock, you just like to come back every once in a while. Well, fast forward a few years, John Cena in many ways has become The Rock. Yep. When do you think we'll see John Cena again, and does the WWE miss John Cena being around week to week?
I think we miss every legend that's ever stepped in the ring. That's the beauty of what we do, right? It's the performances and the people that do them live forever in our minds. And, you know, there's that Maya Angelou quote about people don't remember what you say. They don't remember what you do. They remember how you make them feel. Mm-hmm. And WWE makes you feel something. And when something makes you feel, you remember it forever. You remember where you were in that moment in time when The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin went at it at WrestleMania. You remember where you were at that moment in time when, you know, Taker threw Foley off Hell in a Cell. Or whatever that moment is, you remember, and it brings you back to that point in your life. It's such an experience for people. And I think when you're creating those moments and those sensations, right, like you're creating something that lives forever. And it's funny that you find yourself when you're in the thick of it being, you know, being that guy that says, look, I'm here every day. This is my house and my place. But then you get to where John Cena is. You get to where The Rock is. You get to where Taker is or Flair or anybody else where you've earned the right with fans to come back every now and then and tip your cap and for them to say, man, thank you for all of that and for you to relive that those moments. And, you know, John has earned that, whether he spoke badly about it in the past and meant it or whether he didn't. He's earned that right. He's earned that right to pick his spots.
All right, you have the Royal Rumble a week from Sunday. That's on the WWE Network, and our very own Peter Rosenberg is on the kickoff, of course. So let me just plead with you, Triple H, please. I think it'd be a great idea if somehow you can incorporate Peter into some kind of match where he gets thrown around the ring and hurt just a little. I think a lot of people that listen to the show would love it, really.
I think that anything that involved Peter getting hurt would be incredibly popular with
yes.
people.
Yes,
yes. Peter would agree with that.
It depends
look,
on what it was.
I'm willing to say if I know where he is going to be on the kickoff show, I'm willing to offer it to you. Would you like to come and be the one to hurt him?
Oh, no, I don't know if that would be a good look because I've got to keep up appearances like I like him. But there are a lot of people that don't, so I think that's the thing to do. So that's I'm pleading with you. I know you have the power to do it. Have somebody hurt him.
Yeah, I will look into it and see what we can do.
Awesome.
You know, Peter's been a large part of WWE for quite a long time now, and all joking aside, it's awesome when he can be a part of what we do. His sort of take on things from a being inside, but also just being a fan. Because at the end of the day, that's really what it's about. It's just being a fan and enjoying the product. Sometimes people have a tendency to think too much about it and to take things too seriously. Just be a fan. Enjoy it.
So WrestleMania is Saturday, April 10th at Raymond James, and Sunday, April 11th as well. And the other WrestleMania is AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas in 2022. And then SoFi Stadium in L.A., WrestleMania 20 in 2023. So Triple H, we thank you for coming on. As I said, we have a lot of wrestling fans that listen to the show and watch the show on Yes. So we appreciate you coming on and hope that you and your family stay safe and well.
Well, I really appreciate that. Same to you. For everybody out there, please stay safe. Please stay healthy. And hopefully we can all be together soon.
That'd be great. Thank you so much. All right, there you have it. The great Triple H from WWE will come back. We'll take some phone calls. We'll revisit the big stories of the day. It's Kay LaGreca-Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.